Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 11 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. This is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, along with the fat man, Rob Fatone.
Yo.
And tonight, we've got a very special guest. You know, Rob, I'm going to do something I don't normally do.
We got a doubleheader tonight, don't we?
Well, yeah, we do, actually. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm actually going to let you introduce the guest.
Well, I got to introduce her. What the hell? It's your damn show.
It's our show. Unless you want to get fired. Which
I've been fired numerous times. I mean, it ain't nothing new.
Right? But I'm going to let you handle this.
All right. Tonight's guest for the first half of the show, he's none other than the son of madness himself, Rain Ravage, part of the SOM. See, he messaged me before the show started and asked me if he had to push one, and I told him, yeah.
Rain Ravage, you are on the air.
What's up, guys? First off, I'd like to thank Rob Fatone there for, inviting me onto the HSW show with his co-host, the Ace of Spades.
Whoa. This is not the HSW show. This is
Let's see where he's going with this, Ace. Hold on.
Again, I'd like to thank Rob Fatone and the Buffetness, you know what I'm saying, yeah, for having me on this radio show, Matt Chat HFW, doesn't really matter, you got the madness on, ask me some questions, yeah.
So I hear your mother is Kira Bangkok, would you care to address that?
That is nothing but rumors. Rumors, rumors, rumors. Believe me, they spread like wildfire around here, yeah. Middletown. Anyway, there was this whole thing where Kira was my mom and Sabotage was my dad, and then I had to go and straighten that whole thing out, and now neither one of them knows what's going on anymore, no.
Yeah, I had to bring that up, but just to fuck with you. But
that was you. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I didn't start it. No, I just had to bring it up on tonight's show, you know.
Well, thanks for that. Anyway.
No problem. So for everybody listening, you know, I know how you got to where you are. Ace may not know, and everybody else may not know. So why don't you enlighten everybody on how you got to be with SOM and how you got to be such an integral part of where you're at now and how you got to be a former Southern heavyweight champion.
Well, I can give you the long-winded version, which includes, you know, where I came from at the very beginning of the stages of time, but, you know, I've only got a half an hour, and, you know, you guys have a doubleheader, even though I wouldn't use those kind of words. But, anyway, I'm going to give you the short-winded version. I started out training about, say, 8-9 years ago or so, at this now possibly defunct, I don't want to say too many things as a confirmation, place, WOW.
Yeah, I shut that company down.
What?
I shut that company down. I just want to throw that in there. Go ahead.
Brother, you keep throwing things in there. I'm about to throw things at you. You're out of the ring, but I can still do damage. You know. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. Well, I started out and I was doing my thing. Yeah, well, I wasn't allowed to do my real thing. You know what I'm saying? What I'm doing now, yeah. Well, April of 2014 just so happened to be called on by a person that you guys may know pretty well, Nicholas Davidson. He asked me to ref a match between him and the Last Outlaw, I think it was at the time, yeah. Well, anyway, you know, I called that match straight down the middle, you know what I mean, up until the very end, yeah. The whole plan came together, and, well, SON as you know it now is SON as you know it now, yeah. An elbow drop of fate. Man, fast forward another couple months and whatnot, they throw me in my first match with Rooster Guy against the Suede Brothers, Fluffy Panthers, something along those lines. Well, my first match at TPW was a cage match, yeah. And I secured that pin, yeah. And that was just the beginning of things to come. Would you like me to keep going on?
Sure, continue.
All right. Well, you know, I had to take on some big guys to prove my worth. Rob, you know a few things about that now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's my line. Now, anyway.
Yep.
We do these things, people give me problems. What are you doing, Macho Man, they ask me, you know? They don't know my backstory. I don't feel like they need to, no. I open my mouth, that's all that matters, yeah. Now, I am three-time Southern Heavyweight Champion. Former, of course. I am 5-0 in cage matches. I have held number one contention for every single title in PPW, sans the women's title, because, you know, I got a few things hanging down there, and it ain't going to be too pretty, you know what I mean. Now,
we all know. You'd like to get your hands.
Oh, you know, man. That's on you. Now, I am right now beltless because of a certain double dog type situation guy. But don't worry about that. I've got a rematch, yeah. I'm going to take that belt back and become 4-time Southern Heavyweight Champion. Anyway, that's where I'm at. That's where I am. What are you doing?
I'm a TPW commissioner.
That is an interesting thing. Now I have a question for you there, commissioner.
Yeah.
Do I have to get you a bat symbol and start calling you Gordon from now on?
No, you can call you can call me Corporate Fatone.
That's scary.
Oh, yeah, I come out in a suit and everything. I mean, it's really hot.
Well, in that kind of a building, you know what I mean? Everything's on high. You know what I'm saying? Everything runs hot, blood boiling, broken bones. I mean, you know what I mean. You've been born the blood and the broken bones, yeah.
Speaking of broken bones, how's the ankle?
Better, Rob. Better.
So I hear congratulations are in order, so congratulations on that one.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, to take a little time off of, you know, TPW situations because, you know, I got this mad Russian who decides to, you know, injure me. That's why I don't have my Southern title anymore, no. And then, you know, I had to take some time off. You know, like you said, congratulations are in order. I had to bring a little bit more madness into the world. Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to the Miss Madness for bringing him in. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what are your future plans? You trying to grow outside of TPW? You trying to go to that CWE tryout? So what's going on for the madness? You eventually going to drop the SOM like a bad habit and go out on your own? Or what's going on there?
Well, see, there's an interesting thing about the SOM part that you brought up that I'll address here in a minute. when you talk about the CWE, I think I'm going to, you know, try out and see where it goes. Yeah, because, you know, I haven't really branched out. You know, TPW is kind of like my home federation. And, you know, I hold loyalty to be a good thing, yeah. But, not to say I won't work for TPW whatsoever, no, but I will try out this CWE and see where it takes me, yeah. Now, that SOM thing that you brought up, I've been asked that multiple times since I debuted there at TPW about, you gonna leave Nick Davidson? You gonna come on over? I've been asked by, Novocaine the Most Wanted that before, you know, when, Davidson took a leave of absence. And I was like the last SOM member left at TPW. Well, anyway, and I told him and his Sesame Street gang, I'll get back to that here in a minute, that, no. See, now, I am the son of madness. You take that on, SOM. I'm SOM, brother. I'm going to keep it on, yeah. I'm going to keep going. It brought me to the dance, and I'm not going to stop until I'm done dancing. I don't see that being anytime soon, no. Now, back to that Most Wanted situation. As I said before, they're a Sesame Street gang. I mean, it's kind of funny. You got the Saints. They're obviously Bert and Ernie. Nova's Elmo. Skinny Pete, he's a Snuffleupagus if I've ever seen one. Vlad can swing either way. I don't mean that way, but he can swing either way. He can be, the Count Dracula, because, you know, he's Vlad, right? But I'd rather go with Vlad the Grouch, yeah. And then you got Robbie Reigns. He's just a little kid wondering what's the number today.
What's the number today?
Do what?
I didn't tell you that.
I thought I heard somebody ask a question.
I think your echo caught up with you.
Either that or I'm hearing the voices again. Either way. Now, as I was saying before, Robbie Reigns is the little kid wondering what the letter is today. And they've gotten a new recruit. I don't know if it's confirmed or not. But he's actually your ex-partner there, Rob Tatone, Kevin Cookie Monster.
Yeah, it's been confirmed. The only thing that's not confirmed about that is if he's the swallower or the catcher.
Well, I would say he's doing both, but, you know, you said that last week.
Yeah.
But anyway, any more questions you think you can need to ask me? Ace, you haven't said much this time. What's going on there, brother?
I'm just sitting back listening, letting Rob take control of this one, but
he's waiting on his guest. You're my guest.
Basically.
Well, I can ask a question.
Go ahead.
And then, what does Ace want to ask me?
That's your question. What do I want to ask you?
I mean, I can keep on going and talking and doing some things, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that gives you a little bit of laziness tonight. I don't know. I don't think it's all good. You know what I mean? 100,000 RPM, yeah.
Hey, as long as there's no dead air on my show, I'm happy.
I think you need a few fireworks, some fanfare, you know what I mean? A little bit of sound effects, but you know, it's not my show. It's not my show.
Let's go. Let's go.
I like you. Don't worry about it, brother. I might be SOM, but I do have a funny bone.
Let's go a little bit. Let's go a little bit behind the scenes here. I like to ask every guest this every week. You know. What's your view, your personal view, on where wrestling is going today?
Well, I mean, that's kind of like a loaded baked potato question. You know what I mean? You got so many parts that you can talk about it's going to take us longer than the 20, 15 minutes, something like that, we got left of me. Now, I'm just going to tell you in a general sense of what I think. I think that wrestling is going to make a resurgence in the next couple of years. Because, you know, you got enough people talking about how, you know, kayfabe's dead because of social media and nobody's a heel or a face anymore. It's just whoever likes whoever. Well, that's true. But see, the days of gimmicks are gone, and that's where I'm left, and I'm left in the dust in that period, yeah, because I've got a gimmick, I've got a voice, and it needs to be heard. I'll tell you right now, people at TVW do not know how to react to me. They don't know whether or not to cheer me or boo me. Technically, they don't make any noise. At first, it bothered me. And I was like, well, they must not have any kind of reaction. But then I thought about it, yeah, and I thought about it real hard, and I thought about it real clean. And you know what I came up with, Rob Fatone?
That the people of Middletown aren't very smart?
Well, that's a given. It's called Middletown for a reason. They're kind of middle in the IQ level. Now, back to what I was saying, simply put, low IQ, they're not going to understand, but I forgot where I was going because the voices talked to me again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I do that from time to time, a little bit of herbal medication, yeah. Now, as I was saying, I remembered. I didn't know if these people liked me, hated me, or didn't even care, but then I thought about it. What I came up with is that they're quiet so that they can hear my voice. They want to hear me talk because that is my gimmick. People want to go on and give me crap about my imitation situation, but see, that's the thing. The thing about my backstory is there is no imitation situation, no 1986 hotel in Cincinnati. The madness visited my mama. Must have put the elbows in the right places, because 9 months later, you see my faces. Yeah, that was plural, because I got more than one face there, brother, man. And I'm going to keep on going, yeah, with two faces, three faces, whatever it takes to get what I want anywhere I go, yeah.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Now, I did kind of veer off of what you asked me in the first place. But like I said, wrestling's going to come back as a resurgence. For the simple fact is that I think people are going to go back to not caring. Not caring who wins, who loses. I think they're going to actually care about storylines if WWE starts doing it right. Because they're the mainstay. You know what I mean? If they start doing something, it'll pick up and people will like it again, yeah, because, you know, there's storytelling in indie wrestling, but there's only a little bit, you know, unless you're running a weekly show with the similar fans and people know what's going on or watch the videos or, you know, like the pages of the wrestlers, they don't know what's going on, though. But no, you try to do that, I guarantee it'll make a resurgence and everything will be okay, yeah.
Now, real quick, everybody seems to have a different opinion about this. You know, I have a couple of friends of mine who are into it. I don't seem to mind it. I'm not going to go out and do it. But what is your view on the whole death match?
Well, I'll tell you, I used to watch that kind of stuff back in the day, you know what I mean, before I really got started on my whole, you know, way of doing things. I've seen some pretty messed up stuff, man. Myself, I wouldn't do that, but that's just me. I don't see, putting yourself through that much pain unless you really enjoy it or you're making some real good money, yeah, because that money's going to pay your hospital bills. That's about all it's going to cover. Me, myself, I mean, I like blood. I like gore, but I'm not about to go throw myself through, you know, plate glass or light bulbs. I about said lightning bulbs because, you know, I'm out there. But, I mean, give me a chair shot. Throw them through a ladder. I like that kind of thing. Hardcore. But death matches a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? Because you got way too many arteries and they don't like to be cut through. You know what I mean?
I don't know about too many hair or headshots with a chair. I kind of got bad experience with that once.
Something about four staples at one point.
It was seven staples and some cock or something like that. That's all I really remember. But
hey, man, I'll let you know right now. I was right there. You took some cock to the head, and, well, it burst all over you. Just saying.
Well,
and believe me,
yeah.
I was redheaded. Wait, I mean, are they even trying to, like, innuendo that way on this show?
What?
I mean, I know I can. Am I allowed to, like, you know, sexually innuendo things, I guess, on this show?
We don't have a rating on this show.
Yay.
We ain't TPW, we're an adult show.
Well, I mean, I would keep on going with the, you know, adult situations, but that's just not how I was trained.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to slip in, you know, a few innuendos, see if you can pick up on them, because, you know, see, man, I am the son of madness. I am Ray Ravage. I am the damage. I should be the face of TPW, but, you know, like I said before, you know, you got mad Russians, you know, kissing butt, doing what they gotta do. I don't mind. I know how the game goes. It's all right. I'm a beating, and then there's nothing nobody can say. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my match. If I have a match coming up this next Saturday, I don't know. I might just show up just to be a face because, you know, people come to see me. I'm not that conceited, but people come to see me. They see me on there. They flock. Yeah. And then they don't want to say anything because they want to hear me say stuff. Yeah. They always are all about it.
You know your buddy Rooster Boy over there, fucking, he's got your Southern Heavyweight title.
Yeah, and?
I'm just letting you know, I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I'll tell you right now, it doesn't surprise me, and it's not going to bother me. If it didn't bother me that we sat there and won the number one contenders for the tag team champions, and then the cock-a-doodle-doo decided he cock-a-doodle didn't want to do it anymore and took an absence of leave for chicken bones and whatnot. I guess he crossed the street and well got lost or something. Got into the hen house and, you know, took care of some chickens. I don't know.
I
wasn't there. I missed that. What'd you say?
I heard he hung out in the bathroom with Chronic.
I mean, you know, chicken's got to be fried. It's all relative now, bub. Because, you know, when there's a window open, there's a door that's closed. And, you know, all about this and the rooster thing, it's a grain of sand, brother. It's a grain of sand in the Sahara Desert that is my mind when it comes to the madness, yeah. And I don't let it bother me. You know why? Because it's in SOM and it's halfway out of SOM. Because Rooster, well, he swings from being Rooster and some Rooster. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. You'd have to ask him.
Now, obviously, you know, we see the Macho Man coming through. Besides Macho Man, what other influences do you have?
Well, when I first started watching wrestling, I kind of got into it late in the game. You know, I had to go back and study some of the stuff just to see some of the older stuff, right? When I came in, if you couldn't tell by the way I carry myself, it was about 1997 I started watching WCW Saturday mornings, and I would see promos of Randy Savage, and that's where I got started. But see, that was the thing. Before Randy Savage, I was always a big fan of Kidman. I was a big fan of Raven. And one person I was a big fan of, even though it really didn't make any sense because I'm kind of like, you know, the third smallest guy, Kane. When I started watching Kane, that right there gave me a whole new plethora. I knew that you don't have to say anything to be powerful. That right there, seeing Kane come out on The Undertaker, gave me chills down my spine, yeah. Those three influenced me to kind of be the way I'm at now. Because if you look at my style, I do what I need to do. I don't hold myself to a certain moveset. I do what needs to be done to win. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Guess what? There's more matches, yeah. But one thing is that I try and I do 110%. One thing I've always enjoyed, anytime Raven would do that even flow DDT, that was the stuff of legend, brother. That's my thoughts on it, yeah.
Isn't that the same DDT that Davidson uses?
Coincidence. That's it. Coincidence.
Gotcha. Ace, is the I don't mean to cut you off or rush or anything. I just wanna we're running a little low on time here for your half hour. Just wanted to see if the other interview was ready. I was gonna give you some plugs on where you'd be and your Facebook and everything.
Actually he does not appear to be on.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well. Maybe he'll. He'll call during his plugs and shit. And if he doesn't call during his plugs, I'll come up with another question. So. Mr. Ravage over there, let's plug your Facebook. Let's plug whatever fan page you got. Where you'll be Saturday. Well, we know where you'll be, but, you know, you already said it.
Yeah, kind of like, you know,
open everybody that way, you know, everybody knows the ticket prices, where it's at, and all that happy jazz.
Number one, the Facebook. Burke Ray Ravage, take a look at it. If you like the page, you like the page. I got some videos. I got a music video. Kind of, you know, not really copyrighted, whatnot. I tried to give, you know, I do my thing, try to do it the way I can. Now, my other Facebook is Keep On Going. You can check it up. James Green. Honestly, you want to see some intense stuff, you keep your eye out on my Perk Rain Ravage page, yeah. Now, you can also follow Nicholas Davidson or Jessica Jean. Or Nick Olson, Chronic Guy, yeah, to check up anything on SOM. I can't remember the YouTube thing, but it doesn't really matter. Davidson never uploads anything anyway. So keep your eye on Facebook. Videos to come, yeah. And then you said Saturday. Hopefully, depending on, you know, PPW management, if they want to give me my rematch or if they want to, you know, jerk me around and play another SOM versus SOM thing that they absolutely love to do, I should be 1723 South University Boulevard in Middletown, Ohio. Ticket prices, 8 front row, 10. Anytime there's a big show, I'm not sure if it's a big show this week, I actually think it is. $10 at the door. Pay your way. Come see some intense wrestling, yeah. But you mainly come to see me because I got the voice and I got the skill, yeah.
And I might be able to help you out with your situation because, like you said, you weren't there last week or week before last. And
right.
That there's a new law in town. And, yeah, I'm the new law, so... Well, I'll see what I can do for you.
Just hit me up there, Mr. Commissioner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, since Are we good? Is he called or?
Nope, still nothing.
Well, all right then. Let's. Everybody's doing these list things on Facebook. You know, the kind of like a wrestling bucket list.
Oh, I knew this was going to come up at some point.
Yeah, let's hear yours, buddy. Let's hear your top five. Give me a top five.
Top five of people that I would like to work that I haven't. Okay, let me sit here and think for a few seconds here. Oh, number one. I mean, now this is all going to be within reach. This isn't going to be, you know, outside the base of where I can actually get, because, you know, I could sit there and say I want to wrestle, you know, Undertaker and this, that, and the other, but that's not real. That's not a real goal for me. Okay, a real goal for me. Let me think here. The first one that comes to mind is Dre Jacobs. I would not mind getting in the ring and taking on Mr. Jacobs. That would be a good thing, I think. Now, secondly, someone who I've shared the ring with, haven't really got a chance to go one-on-one with, and that's at TPW, and that's Novocaine. I wouldn't mind going against Novocaine and showing him what's up. You know what I mean? You know, SOM power, how it goes. Now, let's see, for my last three. Third, I will tell you right now, it's an easy pick, and that is Mark Magnum, yeah. I'd like to get a hold of him, yeah. That would be a good, I think that would be good for the both of us. And not counting all them fans that, you know, don't want to say nothing to me. Four, I'd like to work on trying to get... so many names. Angel Emmons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know that guy, I wouldn't mind having a beat down, drag out type situation match with him. Yeah, I think that would be good.
Yeah, he actually wanted a match with me before I went on the IR there, you know.
Yeah, I heard. Sad to hear that, though.
Yeah, well, you know, now I'm your boss, so it's cool.
I ain't sucking up to you, Rob.
I don't expect you to. I'm just there. Oh, you weren't there a couple weeks ago. Novocaine, right in the middle of his match, decided he was going to kick Turbo right in the ding-a-ling.
Wait. Turbo is in Taboo?
Yeah.
He's back again?
And I guess it was a special appearance or something. It kind of shocked me. I mean, you know, my first night as commish, you know, I didn't know it was happening. And his music hits, and I'm like, damn, okay. So, you know, Novocaine tried to cheat right in front of me. He tried to challenge my authority. So, I had to DQ him.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess he just wanted to see how far you would go.
Yeah, I mean, he tried to challenge my authority, and I put him in his place.
You know, I would make it to where he can't get anything until he brings you some cheesy poofs there, Rob.
Well, you know.
You
want I mean,
cheesy poofs?
I can't eat cheesy poofs in my suit. You know, I'll get them on my suit, and then I have to take the suit to the dry cleaners, and, you know, I ain't got time for all that.
Well, I would have said Twinkies, but I know you're kind of distaste for Twinkies, yeah.
Yeah, they just, I mean, they taste funny ever since they went away and came back.
Well, you know, all that cream-filled goodness can't be good for, you know, being able to, you know, run around the ring.
Hey, I run maximum 20 feet at a time, bro. That's all I need to run.
That's just because that's two leg strides. Now, but anyway, Ace, I would like to thank you for having me, Rob. You as well. get a hold of me, like I said, like my page, Perk Rain Ravage. There's some interesting videos and promotional pictures for y'all to check out. And if there's not any more questions, I'm probably going to have to get off here, brothers.
Well, you go ahead.
All right.
I know you took time out of your busy schedule tonight. You go ahead. Do what you got to do, brother. We will see you this Saturday at Tough Pro Wrestling.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, brother.
Thank you. Later. That was Rain Ravage. And now that our scheduled second guest has not called in, apparently, we are going to open things up to questions from the callers and possibly just questions among ourselves or discussion among ourselves.
Is there an 843 number on the board?
No, there's not.
Good.
Why?
I was about to say, I will drive over to his house and DDT him.
What was the number again?
843?
Nope.
All right, good. I ain't going to say the rest. I ain't going to give the number out over the air like that, but, you know.
Okay. There was an 833, but not an 843.
All right, cool. That works.
But the 833 number dropped.
Okay.
So, let's talk about the most unpopular subject in all of professional wrestling right now.
Real quick, I was scrolling through Facebook earlier today, and I happened across a post by Eli McFly.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And he shared a post from 2 years ago where he got blasted in the head with a chair. And, you know, I bring this up because earlier we were talking about my 7 staples in my head from being blasted with a chair. And, you know, I feel his pain, you know. I saw the picture, and I instantly felt his pain. So I was scrolling through the comments on it, and come to find out, it was apparently Kamala Jr. that busted his ass open with a chair. He apparently didn't know about the chair shot, told him not to do the chair shot, and didn't know it was coming, and apparently Kamala swung it the wrong way and busted this kid wide the fuck open. Sorry, I had to throw that out.
Wow.
There. I thought it kind of funny. But yeah, dude, I mean, it was nasty looking. I mean, I actually went and pulled up my picture from when I got busted open and compared them side by side and was like, yeah, he actually got busted a little worse than I did because, yeah, he got busted with the bad part of the chair, and I took a clean chair shot and still got busted, but still.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But back to what I was about to say.
Yeah, my bad, brother. Go ahead.
What do you think about the 30-day suspension of Roman Reigns, who is supposed to be the guy in WWE right now?
See, it was funny because me and Davidson was talking about this the night of the pay-per-view. I was over there hanging out at Club SOM, you know, SOM headquarters, and watching Money in the Bank with him, and you know. We were sitting there, we were talking about how right after Dean won the belt, talking about how Dean was going to take everybody out partying. And, you know, we all know that story. I'm not going to get into that, you know, bring up any dirt or anything. But if you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to leave it at that. But you know, me and Nick, you and I both know, so. Yeah, yeah. You know, so me and Nick were talking about that, and then the very next day, Roman Reigns suspended for 30 days. And I called Nick. I'm like, have you seen this shit? And he goes, yeah, Bob. I'm looking at it right now. And I'm like, well, I guess you were right. Dean was paying, but he's the only one that got caught. And, I mean, it was hilarious. I laughed my ass off, and then I saw the tweet, and I'm just like, really, dude? And my thing is, they're going to let him come right back right into the title picture again.
Yeah, I personally think he should be taken out of that match.
I mean, if it was anybody else, I mean, hell, look at, I don't remember his damn name. Orton, there we go, that's who I was thinking of. Orton got suspended how many damn times? And he never once got to come back and go straight back into the title picture. Hell, even when he was out on an injury, he never got to come back and go straight back into the title picture.
This is true.
So, I mean, it's... I don't know. I mean, Roman must know where the fucking bodies are buried. I seen that on Facebook earlier.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I have to agree that he must, because he does seem to be getting some preferential treatment. He seems to be getting the John Cena treatment.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I don't like him as a face. I personally think he cannot be face. I say stick his ass back in the suit like they had him in NXT. And let him roll with that, dude. I mean, I liked him better then.
You know, I didn't see a whole lot of that, but honestly, from the bits and pieces I have seen of that, I think that would be a good move for him.
Dude, he was a straight asshole. I mean, he was just this fucking pompous, arrogant, I'm better than you, wearing like a $5,000 Rolex or a $5,000 suit and a $30,000 Rolex, and, you know, he was the Samoan Ric Flair, basically, but not as flashy. And that, at least that's how I perceived it, but I liked it. I mean, I did. I mean, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I like the Shield too when he was doing the Shield thing, but I don't like this Roman Reigns.
Yeah, not too many people do like this Roman Reigns. I'm definitely,
I mean,
one of them.
I mean, he can work. I mean, he's a good worker. I will say that. I mean, the match him and Seth had was a hell of a fucking match. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It entertained me. And I really don't watch wrestling much and get entertained. I mean, I fast forward through Raw and SmackDown and TNA and Lucha Underground. And, you know, I fast forward through it, watch the promos that I want to watch, the matches that I want to watch, which is usually only maybe one or two, and fast forward to the rest. I mean,
speaking of Lucha Underground, and this is not my information, this is just information I have read. The information that I have scene indicates that season 3 will be Prince Puma's last season on Lucha Underground. And honestly, I get that they're a TV show, and I get that they want to be different, but seasons for a TV wrestling show, that's kind of weak, in my opinion.
Well, to be completely honest, I kind of like it. And, I mean, it gives the wrestlers time. I mean, if you stop and think about it, if WWE were to do that, it would give them time to – it would give the wrestlers time to heal up. They wouldn't have as many injuries. And, you know, do it like football season. You know, and everybody – shit. How many millions of fans look forward to football season every year? I seriously think if WWE did seasons, that, you know, they could look forward to it. And people would look forward to, hey, it's wrestling season, you know? Fuck yeah. You know, you got people counting down. Oh, it's 88 days to football season. Oh, it's 94 days to football season. Or, you know, I could see people counting down for, oh, it's, well, shit, they count down for WrestleMania.
Well, that's because WrestleMania is the biggest show of the year.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, you know, I mean, if think about it. You go, let's say they just take 3 months off, okay? Let's just say 3 months. And let's just say the 3 months that they take off just happens to be the winter months because, you know, it sucks to travel. Let's say November, December, January, they come back in February. That way they got the major holidays off to be with the families. They can heal up. They're not traveling during the winter. You know, it would save WWE a little money on travel expenses. The wrestlers wouldn't get as, you know, would be able to heal up and shit. You know, you got that three-month break right there where you could build up anticipation for, you know, wrestling to come back.
You know, actually, that is not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Are you sure you
came up with that and you just didn't read that off of somebody else's?
Actually, no. I come up with a lot of brilliant shit when I'm stoned, and, you know, I've been smoking the whole show, so.
You know, that's not a shock either.
Hey, Ohio is now a medical state, brother.
Oh, I'm aware.
You just can't smoke it like some stupid people because they're retarded. I don't know. Yeah, it's on Facebook. I've already went off. I already said my rant, and I'm done. I'm not ranting about it again.
Sure you will.
I probably will, but I'm not going to do it right now.
But as the commissioner of Tough Pro Wrestling, what big matches do we have to look forward to?
Well, I can tell you one thing. I know this Saturday, I believe, we've got Vladimir versus Sergeant Ledbetter for the TPW heavyweight title. I'm going to see what I can get pulled off. You know, I may be able to throw Rain Ravage into the mix there, you know. Get a little macho up in there, you know, just, I don't know. I really haven't thought about it. I mean, it's only Tuesday. You know, I took last week off after coming back. You know, it still gets to me that, you know, I'm on the injured reserve and I can't be in the ring. So I couldn't even get in the ring to, they made me announce last week, so I couldn't even get in the ring to announce. The
no, you
there.
Gotta stay. You gotta stay healthy. You gotta stay safe.
Yeah, I know, but the itch is getting to me. I ain't got to beat anybody up in about 3 weeks to a month now. So, I mean, the road trip that I went on was the last time I got to wrestle.
I do want to announce our guest for next week will be Joseph Schwartz, the Prince of the Death Matches.
Your 2016 Prince of the Death Matches through IWA Mid-South.
So be sure to tune in next week at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific.
I tell you what, from what I've seen, out of the Prince of the Deathmatch tournament, he's my pick to win King of the Deathmatch. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, I've actually kind of followed his career for a while now, and actually one of the better wrestlers I've seen.
And I've had the pleasure of being on a couple of shows with him, and I've actually had the pleasure of just hanging out at his house.
So, so that is next week, and that will be July 5th. Holy crap, can you believe it's going to be July already?
I know, that'll be our special July, 4th of July edition.
Yes, it will, and coming up on July the 12th, I have a special guest in the works. But I don't think I'm going to announce it till next week.
Oh, yeah, keep that in the bag.
It's already been confirmed, but I think I'm going to wait till next week to... I will say that he is a bit of an Ohio legend, I would say.
Okay.
He's definitely an Ohio staple. If you're from the western part of Ohio, you know who this guy is. So.
Now you're going to have me thinking. You're going to have me thinking all week, Ace.
I'll message you about it in a little bit.
Wait till tomorrow, because I'm probably going to go to bed.
Sounds good. Because that's probably what I'm going to do, too.
Yeah. So what do you think about this whole Divas thing unfolding over here on Raw? You got Becky Lynch over here. I mean, is she just that unworkable? I mean, nobody wants to team with her. I mean, everybody turns on her, and I mean, you know, and you got Paige and Sasha.
First of all, let me just say this about Becky. In my opinion, right now on the main roster, there's only one female that's hotter than Becky Lynch. And I am talking about looks when I say that. But there's only one female on the main roster currently that is more attractive than Becky Lynch, in my opinion.
Well, who's that, Ace?
Sadly, that'd be the person that attacked her, Natalia.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, Ace. She got a man face. She looks like a daddy. Just like
I
Charlotte.
I think she looks like a daddy. I will say Charlotte does look like her daddy. But I will say...
if you're going to go that, if you're going to get that technical, then it's really a three-way tie for me between Becky, Natalia, and Sasha Banks.
See, you got two out of three for me. I have to replace Natalia with Paige.
Paige is a good-looking woman, yes. But as far as why everybody keeps attacking Becky, I don't get it myself.
I mean, are they going to build her as like a lone wolf type diva, and you know, or is she just because, is it because that she's not on the Total Divas, or is she? I don't know. I don't watch Total Divas.
I don't believe she is, and I think that might have something to do with it.
Because I saw Paige and Sasha teaming up last week. And you think that's going to be a permanent thing? Or?
No, I don't think any teaming is going to be permanent with anybody because
yeah, we got that draft coming up.
Well, yeah, we got the draft coming up on July 19th.
Yeah,
remember that,
that
is the first live SmackDown when SmackDown moves to Tuesday nights on July 19th. And I just think too many women are eager to get their hands on the women's title.
Yeah. And I like that they went back to that Divas title was a joke and it looked like shit.
Yes, and yes. I agree with you 100% on both of those.
My question is, what are they going to do with the main belt when they do the split? Are they going to bring back the big gold title? Or are they going to make another different color WWE belt like they got now?
I think they're going to make a different world title. I don't think they're going to bring back the big gold belt because they retired that and gave it to Ric Flair, and I think that's where that's going to stay.
I don't remember them doing that.
Yes, they did, but as a matter of fact, I think John Cena was the one that handed it to him.
Oh, I have to go back and look that up.
But we are about out of time. So be sure to catch my co-host, Rob Fatone, every week at Tough Pro Wrestling. And be sure to catch all your news and information that you could want right here every Tuesday night, 11 p.m. on Matt Chat. So for your host, for my co-host, Rob Hudson, or Rob Fatone, sorry, I slip every now and then.
Yeah,
everybody does it. I am Ace Diamond.
And this has been HFW Radio. Thanks for listening.
This has been Matt Chat. Thank you for listening. Good night, everybody. See you next week with Joseph Schwartz. Good night.